start your day at 2 a.m. I'll be Yannick Kaufman.
Morning. Last time I was here, we spoke about chashivas and some halachas on the inyan of Kriyas HaTorah. This time, B'tziyat HaShema, I want to just go back a little bit and we'll talk about the inyan of Tachanun, which is just before Kriyas HaTorah, between Shemoneh Esrei and Kriyas HaTorah. Unfortunately, Tachanun is not given its correct attention it should be given in the whole world, let's say. So let's try and be mechazik together in the inyan. They say a very sad, the Litzoni Ador say, don't say, not a very nice vort, but this, I've heard this from Rabbi Fine Waxman and others. They say if a goy would know the geshmak of a yiskadal on a Monday and Thursday after Shemoneh Esrei, he'll be megaya. Oh, but it's from the Litzoni Ador, it's not something which to laugh about. And Ledaiti, the Pshat, I mean, Ramesh Stenbach, I think, talks about it, one of his children, why is there such a zilzal in Tachanun? He says because it's so choshev, so people people try and, because we'll see later, the Zohar Kodesh says the terrible things if you're not mechamen properly, that's why people try and be mevatel it as much as possible. But it's always when something is very choshev, like the Gemara says, kol hagadol mechaveiro yitzrei gadol imenu, something which is very choshev, the Yitzhahara puts a lot of effort to be mevatel it. And it doesn't only go on every person, it goes on any choshev inyan, any choshev zach. The Yitzhahara puts his effort into to be mevatel it. So let's talk through the inyanim a bit of Tachanun, so a few halachas, and what's the essence and the main idea of Tachanun. So number one, the etzem thing of doing Tachanun is not a chayv, it's pashut, it's not a chayv. I'll just quote out the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that ikin afidus apayim is a minig shenagu yisrael mimayis olam. We'll see it in the Gemara. The Gemara brings many Amirat Tanoim, Amirat, who used to do Nefilas HaPayim. It's Rishus. He said, that's why we find a lot of Minhagim and different halachas when yet say Tachanun or not say Tachanun, is because it's not a Chayva. Our Chashulchan says that nearly, the Achshav Shekol Yisrael Nagu Bezeh, Avad Shavinu Alaya Kachayva. Then it is like a Chayva. He says, even though we do find it's a Rishus, oh, but the Tachanun is such a great inyan that one shouldn't just stam be mevatel it. And as a hakdama, I would like to go through a very interesting piece of Gemara in Bava Metzia. It's a big bit of arichas, a few minutes, just to get to the punchline of the Gemara. The Gemara is in Bava Metzia, daf nun tes amud beis. The Gemara is talking about there a machlokus between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Gamliel legabe a certain halacha in Tumah v'Tara. And Rabbi Elazar brought many rayas to his shitta that it is tahor, and the Chachamim said that no, it's tummy. And the Gemara says that day Rabbi Elazar answered many tshuvas and they didn't accept it from him. And Rabbi Elazar got up, he was so strong about his shitta, he got up and he said, this famous Gemara, he says, Im halacha k'moisi charuv this carob tree should show it. And it was nekachorv mim koimoi. It got uprooted from its place 100 amma. Some say 400 amma. And the Chachamim said they weren't impressed. Imagine, it's unbelievable. The Chachamim weren't impressed. Eime vim raya min hachorv. They carried on. He said, malachi kumoisi amma samayim yichiach. And the amma samayim, the stream, went all the way, jumped back. And again, he said, eime vim raya amma samayim. He said, and the walls of the Beis Medrash moved, started falling. So Rabbi Shraw was there, he saw this as much dangerous. He screamed at the walls, he says, What's your business? Mix out. We've got a machlekas, walls, mix out of the machlekas. And the Gemara says that the walls taka stood on a slant. The Gemara says, adayim azeh, it's on a slant. And he didn't give up, Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar says, im halacha kemoisi min ha-shamayim yechichu. And the Basker went out and said, ma lochem eitzel Rebbe Elazar shahalacha kemoisi b'chol mokim. And still went impressed. Amar Yibshua al-Raglob, Rebbe Shua said, stood up and he said, loy b'shamayim hi, and the Torah has been given to people, and we don't take, when it comes to deciding what the halacha is, we don't take interest what's coming from Shemayim. And the Mor carries on. The Mor says, Rabbi Nosson found Eliyahu HaNovi, and he asked him, what's Rabbi Yishlenim doing? He says, Rabbi Yishlenim is laughing, Kamechayich. He says, Nitzchuni b'ni, Nitzchuni b'ni. And and the Mor carries on. The Mor says, that day they brought all the taras, which Rabbi Lezer was Matai, and they burnt it. And they put Rebbe Elazar in Chayrim. This is Rebbe Elazar ben Hurkanus. They put Rebbe Elazar ben Hurkanus in Chayrim. So they said, who's going to go and tell him about it? They couldn't allow any stam person to go and tell him. Who's going to go and do this job? So Rebbe Akiva says, I'm going to go. Because he didn't want to make sure. He said, if someone who's Eino Hogan goes, Rebbe Elazar will get so upset. He'll be machrib, because of the upsetness of Rebbe Elazar, he'll be machrib the Olam. So what does Rabbi Akiva do? Rabbi Akiva was lava shchoyim, mis'at shchoyim, and he stood away for 4 amos away, because you're not allowed to sit within taladams of someone who's in chayim, 4 amos away from Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer said, Rabbi Akiva, why are you looking like this? He said, k'medumeli, that your friends are separating themselves from you. And when Rabbi Eliezer heard that, he tore his clothes, he took off his shoes, and he sat on the karka, and he started crying. And when he started crying, the Gemara says, a third of the world, loka ha'olam, shlish b'zeisim, shlish b'chitim, shlish b'sa'irim. And the Gemara says, even botzik b'dei isha tofach. And the Gemara carries on, the Gemara says, there was a big makkah that day, that wherever Rebbe Elazar put his eyes that day, it was nisraf. Rebbe Gamliel, even Rebbe Gamliel was in a sfina, and a terrible storm came, and he realized, k'medumeli, that's only because of Rebbe Elazar ben Hurkanus. And he got up and he said to Rebbeinu Shleilam, Golul Yudol Afanecha, that Shaloi Lechvoidi Asisi, I didn't do all this, we're not stand fighting, it's not for our covered, not for the covered of my father's house, Ela Lechvoidcha, Shaleyirbu Machlekus Bisrael. And the Yam calmed down. That's the story. Now it comes to what's Negea in Yaneinu. The Gemara carries on. The Gemara says that the wife of Rebbe Elazar ben Hurkanus was called Imma Shalom, and she was a sister of Rebbe Gamliel. And from that day onwards, she had a watchful eye over her husband, Rebbe Eliezer, and she did not let him fall on his head to say Tachanun, to do Nefilas Apayim. We'll see in a minute why. One day, she got mistaken. She thought it was Rosh Chodesh. She got mixed up between a mole chata. Gemara says someone came to the door, and she got led away. And Rebbe Eliezer did tachanun, the Firas Apayim. And she said straight away, her reaction was, "Kum, get up, katolis la'achi. You have killed my brother, Rebbe Gamliel." And lo and behold, the Gemara says, "At the hachi nafak shipur mibeis Rebbe Gamliel, the shachiv that he died." Amalas, they said to him, Noyodat, how did you know? She said to him, Amalay, Mukublani mi beis abba, nat kola sha'orim nin olim chutz mishare eno. So we see from this Gemara, the murdiger koyach, the power that Nefila Sapayim has when a person is Nefila Lapayim and he says a tefillah, or he cries, or he's bitzah, which we'll see in a minute. And the Rabbeinu Bechaya's Medayik, which we're going to quote soon, Rabbeinu Bechaya says a deal from here, that the wife, Imma Shalom, was not worried about the tefillah of Rabbi Gamliel. He wasn't worried about of Rabbi Eliezer. He wasn't worried about his davening. She wasn't worried what Rabbi Eliezer will do with his davening. All he was worried about what Rabbi Eliezer is going to do with his tachanun, within his Afira Sapayim. And here comes the famous Ritva, which is the Beis Yosef brings at the beginning of the Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph. Ritva asked, how is it possible that the wife of Rebbe Elazar did not move away from his husband the whole day? and didn't let him do tachlin. How is it possible? I mean, Rashi must have had to go out for some time. So the Ritva says from his araya that one is not allowed to be mafsik besicha, one is not allowed to do a hefsek between davening the tefillah Shemayna Esra and tachanun. And this is what we'll see in a minute when we speak through the halachas, and we'll go through some protim in these halachas. But this is what he says, that the if someone speaks between, we'll see someone, if someone's mafsik, let's call it mafsik, if someone's mafsik between Shemayna Esra and Nefilas Abayim, then the Nefilas Abayim does not have the same power. Because we'll see soon that the tachnun is a hemshech of the Shemayna Esra, and Memela, the power of it is when it's a continuation of the Shemayna Esra. But Akoponim, we see from this Gemara, and there are actually many Gemaras, if we're in Tainus, there's a few Gemaras where you see the power where the Amiroim had, Tanaim and Amiroim, the power they had during Nefilas Apayim. So we have to understand what is the essence, what are we doing, what are we expressing when we are doing tachnun? What are we doing? So to quote first the Bach and many others, just the Bach speaks out clearly, the Avodram, they say that the inyan of Nefilas Apayim, falling on one's head and saying something, is because we want to do three different ways of davening. We started davening with yeshiva, that's Ikka the Brichas Yetzer. Then we've done Shemina Esra, which is the Amida. And now we're doing the Nefila. What's the significance of these three things? So they say, they bring down, it's like Moshe Rabbeinu. We find the same thing about Moshe Rabbeinu. We find Moshe Rabbeinu said, there's a pasuk which says, V'eshev Bahar, V'anoichi Amadati Bahar, and then there's another pasuk in all of them, Eschanon V'anoichi Esnapel Lifnei Hashem. So you see the three expressions of different ways of standing in front of the Rebbein Shleilam, sitting, standing, and Nefilas Apayim. And we tell the Rebbein Shleilam, we say to the Rebbein Shleilam, we've done all the different ways of davening, and that's why we finish off Tachnun, and we say, V'anachnu loy neida manase. We've done it all. We've done the sitting, we've done the standing, we've done the Nefilas Apayim, and we don't know what to do anymore. Rebbein Shleilam, ki alecha einenu, the rest is up to you. And as a remez to that, the Shlo HaKodesh says that one should say v'anachnu l'neida, Mishmur brings it sitting down, and Manasa standing up. As a remez, Aruch HaShulchan explains, this is a remez to this concept that we've just done now, we've done sitting, standing, and Nefilas Apayim, so that's why we stand up during those words, v'anachnu l'neida, Manasa, to say the Rishon, we've done everything. But the real expression of sitting, standing, and Nefilas Apayim was the Tepirchas Yetzer, the Shemayna Esra, and the Nefilas Apayim. So there's a build-up here. But to understand what the essence of this Tachnun is, so there's really a lot. I'm not going with this Mahalach, I think it's a bit, for me anyway, it's a bit above. There's the Zoya Kodesh, which says it's the Inyan of Mesiris Nefesh Lemisa, and that the Indian of that, and that's why I think the Sfaradim say, no, the Sfaradim omrim l'dovid elecha nafshi esa, which is the Indian of Mesiris Nefesh to Misa, and the Zohar Kodesh has very sharp for things. If one is not mechavan, then it's ein sham. But we're going to go with a merdiger shtickle. We're going to speak through a merdiger shtickle, Rabbeinu Bechaya, in Parashas Korach, about the Indian of Tachnun. Rabbeinu Bechaya says on the pasuk of when Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron vayiplu al pneim, the Rabbeinu Bechaya says mikan lenefilas apayim b'tefillah. From here we see the concept of nefilas apayim, falling on one's head by davening, and he says v'da, you should know this, three inyanim, three points, three nekudas, three expressions here in the nefilas apayim, in the falling on the head. Now, we're going to see later, the Ikka of Tachnun is not what we say. The Ikka of Tachnun, this is what we're going to bring out from the Rabbeinu Bechaya. The Ikka of Tachnun is not what you say. There's different minhagim what to say. The Amoraim, they said each one, we'll see later, each one said different nuschas, they said things, and the Zohar says you say the capital Chafei, and our minhag is, Magen Avraham says, we say capital Vav, Rachum, Hashem Malo Rachamim. The Ikka of Nefilas Apayim is not what we say, it's the feeling, it's the expression in what we're doing when we are being Nofel Al Apayim. Which this is what the Rabbeinu Bechaya brings out, three different expressions. So number one is we're fawning on our faith, Lemoira Hashchena, which we'll explain. Number one is to show the Tzah, and our hachna. And number two is to show that we are completely bound. When someone falls on his face, we'll explain, he's showing that he's got no, his eyes are closed, he's not moving, he's completely bound to the Rosh Hashanah. So number one is l'moira shchina. A person should, when someone falls on his face, he's adorning himself with a certain busha and a certain sneers. When falling on your face is a certain expression of anova and busha. And that's really a continuation of our expression which we had the whole Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei was a matzav of Shivisi Hashem l'negdi somid. Well, I was standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and when someone, and now we're expressing it more by falling on our face and understanding that we are now in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this is actually, it could be where one of the halachas come from, of that we only do tachnun, we only do nefilas apayim where there is a sefer Torah. Why do we only do nefilas apayim when there's a sefer Torah? So there's a pasuk which says, they bring a pasuk because it says, "Vayipol al panav arza lifnei aroin Hashem." It's pasuk in Yeshua. "Vayipol al panav arza lifnei aroin Hashem." So you see here that the nefilas apayim is when someone is in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So here's Shemoneh Esrei. We're just finishing Shemoneh Esrei. Like we said, Tachnun is a continuation of Shemoneh Esrei, which is an expression of Shivisa Hashem Negdi Samid. So we're falling on our face for the Meira Hashchina. That's number one. And number two is to show, it's an expression of showing tsar and hachna, which is one of the ikrei atshuva, is hachna. If someone falls on his face, it shows he's upset about what he's done. And that way, says Rabbi Nabchai, your tefillah is more niskabel. If someone shows his tsar on his averas and everything, then his tefillah is more niskabel. Rabbi Shlomo Shlomo takes interest in his tsar, and he's memale his bakoshes. And this is where the Rabbi Nabchai brings this gemara we just spoke out in Bava Metzia, that Rabbi Lezer was noifel al apov, and he was b'tsar. And he had a merdiga, he must have had a merdiga achna, and that's why Rabbi Shlomo was mekabel his tefillah. And then the three expression is that when a person falls down and he closes his eyes and he's quiet, he says even, he's showing that he's masking b'machshavto, that he's got no power. I can't do anything without the Ratzon Hashem. All my hergeshim, all my powers, all my lips, my eyes, I can't move without the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is another really expression of tefillah, of understanding that we are all completely in the hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is the previous sedra, the famous Ramban, and the last week's sedra, the Ramban says that the kavanas roimus, the kavana of the whole tefillah of is to show, to tell the Ribbono Shel Olam, to express the version b'risecha anachnu. So here, this is the epitome, the final of the davening, the tachnun, is this expression that we fall on our faces and we're completely bound, and we're saying to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we've got no power, we are your creation, and we have nothing of ourselves. So these are the three. Very good. The reason why we don't do it on days of Simcha is because if we would do tachnun in this way, it would bring a merdig. It brings a certain tsar. You don't. It's not a geshmaka thing. After all the tshuva a person does and thing, and we try and do things which are not tzar. Another reason is because it's ma'ir midas adin. So on days of midas harachamim, we don't want to bring in midas adin. Yeah, we don't say tachnun in Shabbos, yeah. Oh. The Ramchal also says that the expression of tachnun is a hukrei sachna, and he says doing this tachnun brings a merdiga shefa of ribu and harvachas, it's merdiga skula, this expression of achna. Just want to read out, to finish up with, before we go into a few halachas, the paliyot. The paliyot brings down from the Chida in Sefer Dvash Lefi, he says that a person is zeicha through saying tachnun properly. He speaks out seven things, seven midas. He says, number one, if a person becomes like a beri chadasha, because this goes more with the Zayah Kaddish, is because this is Indian of Mesiris Nefesh Lemisas, it's as if he's reborn. Number two is, it gives him the power to fight against the Yetzihara. Number three, it gives him an extra understanding in Torah. Number four, it gives you extra dveikus in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Number five, he's zeicha to, exactly what this means, he's zeicha to a mesila, a path which the Rosh Hashanah will show him when he leaves this world. Number six, he's goyim to a shvas, a shchina in this world. And he's number seven, ein chil ba'al yadoi. And he finishes off, mi ra kazois v'la yimsoi nafshoi b'chol koichoi l'chavin kuro. He does finish it off, that this is a chizuk for us, that every person is only chayav to do, this is very comforting, a person is only chayav to do according to what he can do, according to his capabilities. I don't think we're expected to do like the Amoraim and the Tanaim, but every person has to do, at least this is what the Peleoitz is writing, every person has to do kafi what he can be mechavan, kafi what he can do. And I think here's the correct place to mention, this is really a sif in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Aleph, sif Dalad, I think. Shulchan Aruch says, Toiv ma'at tachanunim, bekavana mehar b'shalei bekavana. If a person feels sometimes, you know, I can only say a bit, or only do a bit of kavana, a bit of tachanunim, it's always toiv ma'at bekavana mehar b'shalei. Especially we said, it's not a chayva, the whole thing is only a rishus. And the main idea is the expression and the feeling of what we're doing and what we're saying. So if a person can only be mechavan for a bit, toiv ma'at b'kavana, miharbois shelo b'kavana. Yeah, because the simcha we want to mishtatef for simcha is also a very chashuv thing. It's a halacha. It's a yom simcha. We don't want to feel b'tzar when we have a chassan here. We want to be mishtatef in his simcha. Oh, so now just to run through a few halachas benegea to tachanun. So we already mentioned the halacha of being mafzik between Shemayin Esra and tachanun. This is the first eve in Kuf Lamed Aleph in Hilchas Tachanun. So the Shulchan Aruch says that a person shouldn't speak ein ledaber between Shemayin Esra and Nefilas Apayim. And the Mekori is from this ritva in Bava Metzia. The Mishabur brings to the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says that it doesn't mean you're not allowed to speak. It means you're not allowed to do a hefsek godel and be oisek bedvarim achirim. Go and start being masada things. But just to speak a little bit, that's no problem. That's what the Mishabur says. Now, Avada Dovash Bekdushi can be mafsik and you can say Amen and everything. Avada is no problem. Vaharai says we're mafsik and Nusach Ashkenaz we're mafsik and even Svad, they say Vidu and we say Hurachum. Avada, you can be mafsik between the Tefillah and the Filis Abayim as long as there's not a hefsik godl. But Aruch HaShulchan says, he's not very happy with that. He says, Avada the Mechaba means Ein Ledaber, Ein Ledaber. Now, he doesn't mean it's Asa to speak. Because the whole tachanun is only a rishus. It can't be osa. It means if you want your tachanun to work the way it should work, then you shouldn't speak. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. And he says, he brings from the Kavachayim, brings from the Zayah and the Arizal, who say also say, about the person shouldn't be mafsik even b'dibur ba'amaz. Of course, it's better if a person shouldn't be mafsik at all between his Shemayin Esra and the tachanun. So someone has to run out of davening after Shemayin Esra. You know, we had it just now. People do daven by nets, and they had to run out. Had to run out early. Then one should try and be careful just to say tachanun, just to do the nefilas apayim, the rachuchanum, straight after Shemayin Esra without being mafsik. Yeah. Okay. That's. If he's gone out, maybe. Yeah. Maybe if he goes out, if he has to go out, if he's an oinus, he has to go out. What if someone finishes Shemayin Esra late and the shul have already continued and they're already up to Kriyas HaTorah? So should he go and now the shul are saying Vayibin Tzoya, they're saying Brich Shmei, or I don't know, maybe Aleinu, whatever it is. Should you be Mafsik? So Reb Vosna and Rami Bransdorf are both in the shul say, no, Avadi one shouldn't be Mafsik. It's more important for you to say Tachanun, you're Nefilas Apayim, the main part of Tachanun, is Nefilas Apayim straight away. And it's brought down even Ashayotza. If someone has to say Ashayotza, you should also not be mafsik, since it won't matter if you wait a few minutes to say Ashayotza afterwards. One shouldn't be mafsik. And we find this halacha as well in the Ge'er to Tashlumin. Sometimes someone has to be mashlim tefillah. He was an oinus. He must be mashlim to Mincha Mariv, or Shachas, whatever it is. And he's got to daven two Shemayin Esras. The halacha is what? The halacha is that you have to daven the Shemayin Esra as soon as possible after the first Shemayin Esra. Question is, should you say Tachanun in between after the first Shemayin Esra? Mishabur Paskins in Simon, wherever in Sum Kuf Ches, in the halachos of Tashlumin, Mishabur says, Avadi, you should say Tachanun after your first Shemayin Esra. Again, because showing this importance of a Tachanun being straight after our Shemayin Esra. standing or sitting. It's tachan on standing or sitting. So Mechaba says one should do it sitting down. And Mishra brings down that it's from Beis Yosef that it's al pi kabbalah, it should be done sitting down. And the Rivash says no, it can be standing up. And B'shas Adchag was soimach on the Rivash. If, let's say, someone behind you hasn't finished davening yet, he can't do Eser Shalom, so you should do thing. But one has to be careful when you're doing standing up. It doesn't help just to do like this. You know, some people do stand there and then do like this. This is not called the Tefillah Sapayim. This means you're just covering your face. It has to be that you're actually, you're being noiful, you're putting your head down on your hand. Your face is falling on your hand. And sometimes it's better to lean on something. If you can lean on something, that's also some sort of sitting down and to do this Tefillah Sapayim. Oh, and another very important halacha is that, which this is tackled not so, people are not aware of, is that one, when one does tachnun, is one has to be bent on his left side. There has to be hatoya on, we'll see now, left or right. One has to be on his side, right? Not like that. It should be like on hatoya on the side. Now, where does that come from? Where does it come from? No, you have to be on your side. So, Bi'alocha says, Bi'alocha, beginning of Kuf Lamed Aleph, explains. He said, because originally the tachnun was, originally the way they used to tachnun was kida. They used to fall on the floor. Not the pishit damar glaim. They used to literally fall on the floor, tachnun. Like every day, like to give out the papers. Every day, so the boys will be running around giving out the papers and falling on the floor. And when you fell on the floor, he says, then you couldn't be straighter. You had to. He says, I think this was when they used to have proper stone floors, so you couldn't go straight down. You had to go on the side because of the, it shouldn't be looking out that you're bowing down to Evan Maskis, which is Asa Minatera. So Mela, that's why the minig is now as well to, when we're doing tachlun, we should do it. We should also be bent to our side. Now the is it the left or the right? So there's two days. The Mechaber says it's on the left, and he brings the Yeshayim. The Ramah brings the Yeshayim, it's on the right. Now, what's the reason of left, right? It's a very interesting reason. It's all tying in to the expressions we've been saying before from the Rabbeinu Bechai and others. He says, I'll just quote the Aruch HaShulchan. He brings down a few reasons together. He brings one reason is because the way they used to shecht the carbon tamid, when they used to hold down the carbon tamid, when they shechted it, was the animal was on its left. That means this, he was bent down to his left, looking right. So the way I understand it is that maybe this is that it fits him more in the Zayah Kaddish, that the Indian of Tachnun is the Indian of mysterious Nefesh, a person being Moisim Nefesh, the Misa, so that's Miramas on that Indian. Every person should feel he's also a carbon. The other reason he says, very interesting, he says, that because we know from Pesach that Heseva is on the left. And on that side where a person feels like a Ben Chorin, on that side, that's where a person has to be machnia himself and not feel it's all Kochi v'Otzim Yodi. A person has to feel that he's nichna to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That's brought down from the Friedrichs. And that fits in very well with the whole Rabbeinu Bechai, that the Indian of Tachnun is achna. So that side where we feel comfortable on the left, we should be machnia to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And another reason is because when you're on your left, then you're looking at your right, and the Shechina is all on the right, like it says, Hashem Tzurcha Al Yad Yiminecha. But others, so what's the hachra? Is it the left or the right? So the Ramad Machriya, the Anshachris, where most people have the tefillin, on the left hand, so then you have to do it with your right hand, out the cover of tefillin. But when it comes to mincha, then you do it on your left. And I think a left-handed, I think the minig is to the prima godin's mistapak, I think they do it always on their on the small da'alma. So now, to run through a bit the... Like we mentioned before, the nusach of tachnun. What's the nusach of tachnun? So like we said before, the main expression of tachnun is the nefilah sapayim. The nusach is not agav. The nusach is what we say when we're being noful al hapayim. But they do say it is a time when a person can say his own bakoshes. A person can mention, like we find the Gemara's, the different amiraim said different bakoshes during the nefilah sapayim. If you look in the siddur of the Gra, the Siddur Gra, Ishe Yisrael, he writes at the top that His lashon is shamati mi'amadaktikim, that they say b'shas tefilas abayim yirotzen shetatzileni mi'etzah hara, which is actually one of the nuschos of one of the amiraim in kedushin when he said tachnun. Then we start tachnun. We say the yom David al God. Some do say it, some don't say it. The reason is because this pasuk is a pasuk really regarding Peronius, the story with David Amelech when he came to the Klal Yisrael, and then Hashem asked him. He had a choice of choosing three different punishments, and he chose the punishment of Deva because it's biyad adam ala poyle. He didn't want to be anything which will be in the hands of another person. And but some the Gaon and others say that you don't say it because it's a pasuk of Peronius. But I think there's different minhagim, yes or not. Just to mention one radak, a moedig radak on the perek of Rachel Machanon, we say at the end. He says, "Sur mena kol pale oven." Hashem should remove to me all people do pale oven. Ki shama Hashem kol bichi, shama Hashem kol tchinasi. We're saying with a confidence that Hashem, this is David HaMelech was saying, Hashem, you have heard my tefillas and you've accepted my tefillas. The question is, Freit the Radak, how can every person say that? How can we say ki shama Hashem kol bichi, shama Hashem tchinasi? You say you hope the Rebbeinu Shlomo will answer your tefillas, but can we say that yes, Hashem? You have answered out Phyllis. Says your attack, Murray de Gaverta. He says, Chol Adam Hamispalil Hamizmer Azeh, yes, can say it. Ki bitochinhu, it's a patuachu. Ki akei lishma tfilas, that Hashem will listen to his tfilah if he davens with a lev nishbam nitka. He says, it's a guarantee. If a person davens tachinun and says tachinun with a lev nishbam nitka, yes, the Rebbeinu Shlomo will answer. That's why with the confidence we can say that Hashem has answered out Phyllis. Just two, three more minutes on the Indian of Monday and Thursday. Monday and Thursday, we add on a whole thing of Vuhurachum. Now, very interesting where this Vuhurachum comes from. I mean, I don't really know. I mean, it's not so known, but it's a very interesting story brought down where this Nus of Vuhurachum is. Mamash, a tefillah which comes from one of our oldest tefillahs, one can say. It's brought down in Seder Hayoim and the Kolboy. There's two different nuschas. We'll mention one nusach that after the Churban Bayis Sheni, when the Klal Yisrael went from Yerushalayim to Golus, a ship of Yidden came to a certain place, docked in a certain place, and they came to greet the hegemon, it must be the whatever it's called, the king, whatever it is. And the king asked them, "From which nation are you?" And he said, "We are the Jewish nation." He says, "If you're the Yehudim, if you're Yidden, I want to test you." And he obviously knew his stuff. He said, "Like Hashem tested Hanani, Mishael, Azariah," meaning, "I want to put you in the fire and let's see if you're like the chosen nation." So they didn't know what to do. He said, "Give us 3 days." So they sat the Betanis 3 days. And when those 3 days were over, there was one old man there who was a big Yerushalayim. He wasn't a great Talmud Chacham. And he came to his friends and he said, "I had a dream last night. And they read to me a pasuk, which said three times in it the word ki, two times the word ki, and three times the word loy. But I don't know what the pasuk was." So another Zokin, who was a Talmud Chacham there, he said, "This is the pasuk they showed you." The pasuk is in Yeshaya. Ki savoy b'mayim itcha ani. When you pass in water, I'm with you. U'banahorois lo yishtafucha. Ki seilich b'moyesh, when you go in the fire, lo yisikava, you're going to burn. V'lahava lo yisiva boch. And they said to him, "You can definitely go into the fire and you'll be saved. Mavadai min hashmaim, a nest will happen to you." And they made a big fire, the hegemon made a big fire, and this zokin went walking through it. And the fire split into three parts. V'heru lahem shenichnesu l'sham shloisha tzadikim, and these three tzadikim went to be mekabel this pnei hazokin. And these three zakenim, after this story, they shibchu, it's interesting, they mashabeach, and they said the nusach of Vuhurachum. And each one said, Vuhurachum split into three compartments, each one said one chelek, Vuhurachum till Arno Melech Hanum Vuhurachum, and the sheni is till Ein Kamoicha, and the shlishi till our Tachnun. And the Kolbo is brought in a slightly different nusach. But this mamish, it's a moediger smaisa, which shows where this tefillah of Tachnun, the Matamoisha, which is a Friedig, he's a Talmud of the Marshal. He says it's got each section, I think it's a bit difficult to work out to count all the different Shemas. Each section of Tachnun has got 18 Shemas, Keneged Shemin Esra, which ties in well, that it's a continuation of Shemin Esra. And just to finish off, that the also not so known, I think, is that maybe now it is, and a lot of the Sidurim, is that the Tefillah, which we say on Monday and Thursday, Hashem Enei Kei Yisrael, Shuv Mecharein Apecha, where does that come from? That comes from Chizkiyo, it's even further, it comes up from Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda. This is a Matan Moshe as well, Talmud al-Marshal, he brings down Rabbein Yehuda Chassid, that this is a Tefillah which Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda made when Sancheirov surrounded Yerushalayim and he wanted to destroy it. He stood for 2 hours at night, and he went up to Beis HaMikdash, and he davened this Tefillah of Habeit, Chusa, whatever it is, these three. And he said this, he says, he carries on the mathematics, he says there's 132 words in this tefillah, Begamatria Chizkiyah, which is 130, plus the 2 hours, which is Kufel Amud Beis, which he davened. And he says that if you look at it, he signed his name in this tefillah. But he didn't sign it forward, because Mitoch Amatsanusa, he signed it a bit backwards. It goes Chusa, Zorim, Zorim Oimim, and then it's Kolenu Sishma, and Hashem Enei Kei Yisrael, and then Habeit Mishamayim, that is Chizkiyah. What's the Gimel Monday Thursday? Skip that out because I was rushing. The Gimel Monday and Thursday, Mishabura brings down, is because it's the Yemei Rachmim. Why is it Yemei Rachmim? It's because on Monday and Thursday are the days, because Moshe Rabbeinu went up to be Mekabel the Luchas Achrinus. He went up on a Thursday and he came down on a Monday. And that's when the Rishonim said, Salachti Kudvarecha, Mele, that's why it's Yoim. And the Avodram says, a nice remez, Dirshu Hashem Bihimotzoi. Dishu Hashem, Beis Hei, Behi Motzei, Beis Hei, Motzei. On Monday and Thursday, you find the Rebbeinu Shleinim. Yaivat, others bring a different pshat, is because it's the day of judgment in the Beis Din down here. Monday, Thursday is also the day of Beis Din open. So too, the Beis Din Shaman is also open, so it's a day of Din. I think what we've seen is that the time of Tachlin is a moedig time. It's a moedig time to express one's feelings of the Hachnot, the Rebbeinu Shleinim, and the time of Tefillah. And we should all be zoich, and we should say that our Tefillah should all be niskavel by Ratzon.